Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Good morning. Oh, it's 7:10. Today we're going to see a high of 45, some rain scattered throughout in the afternoon. Tonight, more rain and a low of 40. Tuesday, believe it or not, you're going to see a high of 50, hopefully. Got some rain and some possible thunderstorms in there as well. Right now, it's 22.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Well, one of the coolest things to come out of the Super Bowl was during the halftime show, believe it or not. If you watched, you may have noticed all the bright lights in the sky behind Lady Gaga. Well, if you couldn't figure out how they did it, it was drones. Yeah, they had all these lit up quadricopters, 300 of them to be exact. During her first song, 300 Intel drones formed the shape of the American flag, punctuating the singer's wired-assisted fall to the stage below. Now, as impressive as it was, the drones were actually pre-recorded on an earlier night and didn't appear live to the crowd at Houston's NRG Stadium. Still, though, to have 300 drones making a picture, and they did a bunch of different things with them, yeah, that's pretty badass. That's pretty futuristic, man. Something we can look forward to till they learn how to think for themselves, and then we're all screwed. Kristen Stewart hosted Saturday Night Live this past weekend, and the show had plenty of newsworthy moments. In her monologue, Stewart poked fun at President Trump, casually mentioned she was gay, and had a slip of the tongue. She said, quote, okay, so we've got a great show. She was alongside cast member A.D. Bryan and Kate McKinnon. And then she said, and I totally care that I'm here because this is the coolest expletive thing ever. She realized her flub. She immediately put her hand over her mouth. I think she recovered pretty well. She said, you know, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And then she continued by saying, Alyssa Cara is also here, and I'm never coming back, with a laugh on her face. And it was a genuine slip. It wasn't, intentionally done, but she just got a little too comfortable on the stage there and forgot that she was live on TV. And they had a lot of really good skits. If you get a chance, watch it. They had some really funny stuff. And lastly, Pornhub.com. That fantastic website is getting into the sex education business with a new subsite that they're calling the Pornhub Sexual Health Center. They're hoping this free online area will become a go-to resource that will help some of their 70 million daily users become healthier and happier sexual beings. And this isn't a joke. This is legit. A bunch of doctors, therapists, and other experts will be brought in to offer advice and answer questions on a range of sex-related topics. So, if you are feeling a little frisky, you can go to Pornhub. Or if you're wondering what that weird growth on your wang is, you can also go to Pornhub. It's amazing. There's just people helping people, man. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?